Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We are in Acts chapter 16, beginning today in the 6th verse, the segment that is often called the Macedonian Call. You're about to find out why. Now, when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. Asia would have been the Roman province of Asia. A little bit different than all of Asia that we think about now. But importantly there, this is Paul and Silas. They've went through the region of Galatia. Notice that? And so they are visiting all of the places where they had been preaching. That's what they started doing at the end of chapter 15. So this is what I believe, this is a revisit to the church at Galatia, which we get the book Galatians. I'm not saying that Paul delivers the book of Galatians right here, but we know that he has already established the people of Galatia, the church at Galatia. Anyhow, and if you want to see his introduction to them, read the first few verses of Galatians 1, all right? But they're forbidden by the Spirit to preach the word in Asia, so it's just simply listening to the Holy Spirit as to when to preach and when not to preach. And that's that last part I was unfamiliar with for a long time, that when not to preach. I thought you always preached it, no matter what. If you were breathing, you should be preaching it. But there are times when the Holy Spirit doesn't want you to open your mouth. And it's not our call so much as just listening to the Holy Spirit. Verse 7, after they had come to Mysia, they tried to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." Now, after he had seen the vision, immediately he sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. Now, I believe that if the apostle had went into Mysia, into Asia to preach, it's very possible he would have been detained, delayed, something else might have happened, and he would not have been in a position to heed the Macedonian call. But he has a vision, and a man from Macedonia invites him to come over, and so when he wakes up, they decide, let's go to Macedonia to preach. This is a great example of flowing in the unforced rhythms of grace. Going as the Spirit leads you. Whenever you sense the red light, stop. When you sense the green light, go. Just allowing the Holy Spirit to do these things, to develop these moments, is the great pleasure of the redeemed. It's also the best way to live, because you know you're always walking in the center of His will. So they head on over to Macedonia and they begin to preach the gospel there. Verse number 11. Therefore, sailing from Troas, we ran a straight course to Samothrace, and the next day came to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is the foremost city of that part of Macedonia, a colony, and we were staying in that city for some days. And on the Sabbath day, we went out of the city to the riverside where prayer was customarily made, and we sat down and spoke to the women who met there. Now a certain woman named Lydia heard us. She was a seller of purple from the city of Thyatira who worshipped God. The Lord opened her heart to heed the things spoken by Paul. And when she and her household were baptized, she begged us, saying, "If you've judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay." So she persuaded us. This is just a beautiful moment of a woman being converted to the faith and immediately being hospitable, allowing that gift of hospitality to be developed in her. And I'd love to see more of this. And I believe as we see a changing face in the church, the way the church is organized, the way it is designed, I think we're going to see an increase in hospitality. We'll pick it up in 16 tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.